The Real Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Blog post entry written on January 5th, 2013. The Bible reference of the title may lead you to believe that I am tackling the religion spirituality topic this morning. Nope, not yet. 2 weeks ago, during my annual viewing, I was inspired as I watched Elf. The scene towards the end in Central Park. Off in the distance, mounted on four horses, Santa spots the Central Park Rangers. And it hit me. The perfect metaphor. Anxiety, guilt, worry, fear. These four emotions could absolutely be considered the real four horsemen of the apocalypse. No, I don't believe the world is coming to an end. However, a prevalent, powerful, mainstream paradigm is coming to an end. There is no doubt about it. We are shifting and evolving into something brand new, and we get to decide how the transition between the old and the new plays out. It does not have to be violent. We get to decide if we can step it up and experience this evolution without having a destructive revolution. I have written before that we are living in an extremely beautiful time in our world. Greater numbers of individuals are awakening every day to this reality. However, these four emotions, anxiety, guilt, worry, and fear, have the capacity to cripple those who are otherwise awake and prepared. As I allow myself to share with you the very honest, authentic beliefs I used to hold and what thoughts were thus associated with them, you must know what role these four emotions play in the story. Again, it was only as a result of my healing time in Michigan that I was able to see the massive, limiting power of these feelings and to what degree they were present in my thoughts. I think I am still shocked at the realization I made during this time, that 99% of my thoughts produced or centered around one or more of these emotions. No freaking wonder I was miserable and not at all close to living the life I desired. I was unconsciously sabotaging myself for decades. Thanks to Mike Dooley, one of the most influential teachers to whom I've been introduced in the past 2 years, I was able to put it all together. The main theme running through his spiritual leadership work is the following phrase: thoughts become things. Choose good ones. Once I began reading his material in May of 2011, everything made perfect sense. Taking the new truths I gained from Dooley and combining it with all I learned about myself and my journey while home in Michigan, I was able to make substantial changes in the way my mind processed everything. As a result of changing my beliefs, my entire outer world changed too. What manifests as our personal realities on the outside simply reflects our inner world. And our inner world is more or less our mind. Change your mind and you will change your world. It is that simple. To this day, I feel like I have access to some secret code to living, and it has been insane to see how it works. Insane. Dooley has a program called Infinite Possibilities. It is awesome. Bottom line, if you don't believe in a world that holds infinite possibilities, you're selling yourself short. I can say with a great deal of confidence that even those of you out there feeling as if you are living pretty happy, decent lives have a ton of room to expand your capabilities in this life. Your happiness, your dreams, your desires, I can almost guarantee that our world has conditioned you to the point where you have capped yourself unnecessarily on what you think is possible. We have placed our own limits on ourselves by believing in these arbitrary ceilings of what we can create and do in this world. Just imagine, for argument's sake, what a world could look like if all of a sudden millions of people began to truly believe in infinite possibilities and live their lives according to this belief. Living with 99% of my thoughts centering around the four horsemen, I was still able to achieve quite a bit in my life. Definitely more than average, but not at all near what I knew I was capable of accomplishing. Do you have any idea what I am going to do now that I've defeated the real enemy? I don't think even my parents are aware of how much I am now free to achieve without all those limiting beliefs holding back my potential. I've begun, but just barely, to demonstrate what we are all capable of creating. In 6 months' time, there will be much more on the outside for people to witness as proof. The universe knows I don't require any more proof than what my life has been these past 2 years. However, I am well aware that for others to begin to really hear me, they are going to need to see it to believe it. No problem. I cannot wait to show you what I've now only been trying to say with words. And have you figured out yet why I haven't been able to contain my excitement? Why it is a tad challenging for me to continue to be patient? Why I use all the caps and exclamation points in all of my writings? Has anyone been able to put it together yet? Do you know how many high-achieving, bad-ass, incredibly intelligent, kind-hearted, hard-working people I have in my life? I am talking hundreds and hundreds, and through their connections, thousands. And again, with a great deal of confidence, I can say that the majority of these folks still spend tons of their energy on a daily basis dealing with one or more of these horsemen. What will all of these lives look like with just a reduction of these four horsemen energies in their lives? Let alone if you are interested in trying to eliminate them completely from your world, as I have done. It is time to unleash all of our human potential. And it all begins with the annihilation of anxiety, guilt, worry, and fear. If you want to blame someone or be angry at something, direct your emotions at these guys. Collectively, these four horsemen are the enemy. If you desire change in the world, begin by examining the role of these emotions in your life. How much is your life being limited? You are more powerful than you can possibly imagine. Allow yourself the chance to see this within. The world is our playground, and it's time for a new game.